O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see you here before me in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours. Purport. The Lord said that because he entered into the material universe by his personal representation, the cosmic manifestation has been made possible and is going on. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he is inspired by the statements of Krishna. But in order to convince others in the future who may think that Krishna is an ordinary person, Arjuna desires to see him actually in his universal form, to see how he is acting from within the universe, although he is apart from it. Arjuna's addressing the Lord as Purushottam is also significant. Since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is present within Arjuna himself. Therefore, he knows the desire of Arjuna, and he can understand that Arjuna has no special desire to see him in his universal form, for Arjuna is completely satisfied to see him in his personal form of Krishna. But the Lord can understand also that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to convince others. Arjuna did not have any personal desire for confirmation. Krishna also understands that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to set a criterion, for in the future there would be so many imposters who would pose themselves as incarnations of God. The people therefore should be careful. One who claims to be Krishna should be prepared to show his universal form to confirm his claim to the people. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see you here before me in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours. Hare Krishna. Piche mat aao, darwaza chhod dijiye, aa gaya hai. So Arjuna is presenting an appeal to Krishna here. He says, O Purushottam, O Parmeshwar, Purushottam, Uttam means best, supreme. Purush is enjoyer. So he addresses Krishna as best of Purushas. There is Purush and Prakriti. And as far as the scriptures are concerned, there is only one Purush, Krishna. And everybody else is Prakriti, female. Purush means males, male, and Prakriti means female. Purush is one who receives enjoyment, and Prakriti is one who gives enjoyment. So Krishna is the only Purush. Krishna is the only enjoyer. And everybody else is enjoyed, supposed to give enjoyment to Krishna. So we all are Prakritis. Soul is female. We all are female. In the sense, we are Krishna's Prakriti. Krishna is supposed to receive enjoyment from us. So Purushottam is best among men. Is best among all Purushas. Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Purushottam. Krishna also, in 15th chapter, Krishna says, "My dear Arjuna, there are two categories of jivas, personalities. A, fallible, and B, infallible. Those who are conditioned souls, staying in the material world, are sure, fallible. Fallible means one who commits mistakes, who has tendency to commit mistake, who is imperfect. Then there are those who stay in the spiritual world, they are infallible. Chyut and Achyut. One who commits mistakes, imperfect. Another is one who does not commit mistake, is perfect. So fallibles, they stay here in the material world. Infallibles, they stay in the spiritual world. Then Krishna further says that beyond this fallible and infallible, there is a great personality, Mahan. That personality is also infallible. But he is not part of this infallible. He is transcendental. He is great. He maintains both categories. So Krishna is speaking about fallible category. Infallible category. There are many, many infinite souls in this, the infinite souls in this, and is speaking about a third category, a unique one person who is greater than both, who is beyond both, and who is transcendental, maintainer of both. And next verse, Krishna says, Arjuna, that person I am. I am that supreme, transcendental, divine personality. See, Krishna introduced himself as Purushottam, as the best of all in this way. After analyzing all the jivas into two categories and then introducing the great personality, Krishna very humbly and boldly says, I am that great person. I am that divine person. I am that supreme person mentioned in the Vedas. And one who knows me, he is knower of everything. In other words, if we know about Krishna, then we have knowledge. If we don't know about Krishna, then we don't have knowledge. If we don't know about Krishna, but know many other subject matters, we are still ignorant. If we know about Krishna and don't know other subject matters, we are knowledgeable. Because Krishna is all-pervading. So he knows everything. And he is the object of all knowledge, all efforts to acquire knowledge. So one who knows Krishna, he is knower of everything. And then Krishna says, one who knows me, he is knower of everything and he engages in my devotional service. If somebody knows about Krishna, somebody understands Bhagavad Gita, then he will engage in devotional service. This is the conclusion. So if somebody knows Bhagavad Gita and doesn't engage in devotional service, then what is the conclusion? He doesn't know Bhagavad Gita. Clear? Somebody knows Bhagavad Gita and doesn't engage in devotional service, then he is fool. He is badmash. He is claiming that I know Bhagavad Gita. But actually he doesn't. So one who knows Purushottam, one who knows the best of all, he knows everything. And he engages in loving devotional service. So Arjuna here is addressing Krishna, O Purushottam, I am clear. I have no doubt on what you said. What he said? Krishna said, just by my small fragmental part, I am everywhere in this universe. I am maintaining this cosmic manifestation just by small fragmental part. And after hearing this, Krishna, Arjuna says, I agree. I have no doubt on this. This is called faith. But Arjuna is thinking, maybe somebody has a doubt. Maybe somebody doesn't agree with this. And that's possible. If your friend comes and says, I am all pervading in BRC colony, you say, hey, show me. Right? So Arjuna is in the chariot. Krishna is standing in front of him in the chariot, apparently in a limited form. And standing, Krishna says, I am everywhere. Krishna goes beyond this. He says, my small part is everywhere, but I am here. Arjuna says, I agree. I don't have a doubt. But I have a desire. What desire? Show me. Show me how you are here, standing in front of me, and how your small part is everywhere. Show me that form of yours. But you know my heart, this is not actual my desire. I am satisfied seeing your Shyam Sundar form. But some people in the future may have this desire and may have this doubt that Krishna was Arjuna's friend and he did too much Bol Bachchan. He spoke big, big things. And because Arjuna is friend, he said yes, yes. But this is all bluff. This is all making us foolish. Some people may have this doubt. So to eradicate their doubt in the future, Arjuna is expressing his desire as if it is actual desire, his wish that show me that form. My dear Purushottam, you are in my heart. Krishna is in everybody's heart. So you know this is not my desire. But this is for future. Has this happened with anybody? You go to Radha Ras Bihari, fold your hands, offer prayers, and then say, actually you know what is in my heart. I don't want actually this. But you know my father, he wants me to pass engineering. होता है ना, इट्स नॉट माय डिजायर एक्चुअली, यू नो माय वाइफ, सो कर दो ना. सो कृष्णा इज, अर्जुना इज सेइंग, इट्स नॉट माय डिजायर, यू आर इन माय हार्ट, यू नो इट, यू आर परमेश्वर, परमेश्वर द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर, परमात्मा राइट इन अवर हार्ट. कृष्णा नोज व्हेन वी ऑफर प्रेयर्स, कृष्णा नोज बोथ व्हाट वी आर सेइंग एंड व्हाट वी आर नॉट सेइंग, ही नोज बोथ. सो व्हेन somebody sits stands in front of Radha Raj Bihari and folded hands in nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamay mam janmani janmanishware bhavatat bhakti ahetuki tvai, so Krishna knows what he is saying and also what he is not saying. He knows our sincerity, he knows our innermost desire. Durva Maharaj, he had a desire to attain kingdom bigger than his father's kingdom, bigger than his great grandfather's kingdom, bigger than Brahma's kingdom. He says, I want big kingdom. So he performed very severe penance for 6 months, and at the end of 6 months he had darshan of Vishnu, Prishni Garbha. At that time his desire was gone. He no longer wanted any kingdom. But Vishnu responded, he said, my dear Dhruva Maharaj, I know with what desire you have started your devotional service. So I am allotting you that kingdom. Greater than Brahma's kingdom, does it exist in this universe? No. It's very difficult. From where will he get greater than Brahma's kingdom? Greater than Brahma's kingdom is Krishna's own kingdom. He said, I will give you that. See, Krishna is so nice. Dhruva Maharaj didn't do pure devotional service. He did had a desire, material desire, to have Rajya. That's Karma Mishra, mixed. But Krishna said, Vishnu said, I'll give you my loka. Dhruva said, I don't want now. I got more than that. I got your darshan. I started looking for broken pieces of glass and I got diamond. That is the value of Krishna consciousness. I don't want now. Vishnu said, still you take. Dhruva said, I only want pure devotional service. Vishnu said, okay, you take both. You take pure devotional service also and sense gratification also. Hua kabhi aisa? He said, you take both. You enjoy your senses also and you have unlimited mercy, complete pure attention at my lotus feet. So then Vishnu departed and Dhruva Maharaj was unhappy. He was crying. He said, what did I do? Why did I have this desire? So Krishna is in the heart, sitting. Gajendra, he offered prayers for protection. The crocodile was about to kill Gajendra. But Gajendra didn't know who is God. But he knew there is some God. So he offered prayers, whoever, to whomsoever it may concern. Whoever is there, please protect me. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, they all heard this prayer. They didn't go to help Gajendra. Why? फिर हमको थोड़ी बुलाए, भगवान को बुलाए। ही कॉल्ड गॉड, ही डिडंट कॉल अस, व्हाई शुड वी गो। सो विष्णु केम रनिंग एंड प्रोटेक्टेड हिम बिकॉज ही नोज गजेंद्रस हार्ट दैट इज कॉलिंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडेट। सो कृष्णा इज वेरी क्लोज टू अवर हार्ट, इवन वी डोंट नो अवर इनर मोस्ट हार्ट सो मच, बट कृष्णा नोज वॉट इज एक्चुअली नीडेड फॉर अस, वॉट इज गुड फॉर अस, वॉट इज फेवरेबल फॉर अस। सो इन ऑल अवर एक्टिविटीज मटेरियल एंड स्पिरिचुअल वी डिपेंड ऑन कृष्णा, एंड वॉट एवर कम्स इन अवर लाइफ बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वन शुड बी सैटिस्फाइड, वन शुड बी ग्रेटफुल, थैंक यू कृष्णा, वॉट वी डिजर्व वी गेट। कृष्णा इज वेरी जस्ट मास्टर, ही डज नॉट डू इनजस्टिस विथ एनी बडी। सो अर्जुना इज एक्सप्रेसिंग अ डिजायर टू सी कृष्णाज दैट फॉर्म बाय विच ही हैज एंटर्ड द होल कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन साइमल्टेनियसली सेपरेटली स्टैंडिंग ऑन द चैरियट। फॉर अ पर्सन हु डजंट हैज फेथ, द फर्स्ट पॉइंट दैट कृष्णा इज ऑल परवेडिंग एंटर्ड होल कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इटसेल्फ इज डिफिकल्ट टू अग्री, एंड द सेकेंड पॉइंट दैट इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द फॉर्म बाय विच ही हैज एंटर्ड एवरीवेयर दैट इज ऑल्सो डिफिकल्ट टू अग्री। सो फॉर सच एथिस्टिक क्लास ऑफ पीपल अर्जुना इज मेकिंग दिस रिक्वेस्ट, दिस इज नॉट माय एक्चुअल डिजायर, आई एम कंप्लीटली क्लियर विदाउट डाउट दैट व्हाट यू हैव सेड इज करेक्ट, यू हैव एंटर्ड द होल कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन विथ योर स्मॉल फ्रेगमेंट। But those people who don't agree with this, who don't believe this, who actually want to see, my dear Lord, please show your form, what we call as universal form or Virat Roop, a form in which Krishna has entered the whole cosmic manifestation. This also helps to identify who is God, which Arjuna is doing. If in the future anybody claims to be God, the minimum criteria Arjuna is setting is that person should be able to show the universal form. If you can't show your universal form, then you are not God. If you can show, that doesn't prove you are God. God is more than that. So if somebody is not able to show you his universal form, then he is not God. But if somebody is able to show you, that doesn't mean he is God. But at least minimum qualification, entry ho gaya. So Arjuna here is setting a criteria for those who may in the future claim to be God, and there are many today. There are many God who are born and die in the streets of India. India is a God-making factory. Prabhupada said this. In every street, a new person claims to be God, and he gets some foolish followers who worship him as God, and after some time, the God followers all die. And then the new God comes. And people worship such personalities as God, as equal to God, as higher than God. There are some Mayavadis, impersonalists, Guru, Baba, yogis, who speak very nicely or perform some miracles. And people worship such persons as God, making some ash or banana in the air or ring, gold ring, and they are God. Are why God has to do all this banana and gold ring and ash? God makes banana plants, trees, banana forest, garden, and gold mines. Not these small, small gold rings and one banana in the air. Why God has to do all this? Anytime, any pastime of Krishna where he was making bananas or gold rings. Are he showed universal form. Why don't you show your universal form? So such people should be punished. At Krishna's time, there was one demon who claimed himself to be God. Paundrak. Paundrak. Paundrak thought, I am God. Self-realized person. I am God. Then Paundrak had very nice, sincere followers. They started telling him, yes, yes, you are God. So his doubt was confirmed. First he thought this follower may be saying just like that. But so many followers saying, I am God, then Zachoba. Then it may be true. This is Kali Yuga. Democracy. Majority wins. So then they said, God should have four hands. You have two hands. So they got two cardboard hands and put it on his shoulder. Then from the market, they got a yellow dhoti. Then they got Sudarshan Chakra. They got this. They got Kaustubh Mani. Imitation jewelry. Kaustubh Mani. Flower garland. Then they said, Paundrak, see, Dwarka mein there is one more God. He said, how there can be two gods? That is nakli, fake. So Paundrak wrote a letter to Dwarkadish Krishna. See, he is daring. He writes a letter to Dwarkadish Krishna saying, I am God. Joke number one. I am real Vasudev. You are fake Vasudev. I have incarnated to kill all the demons and protect my devotees. That is my mission. But you are claiming to be Vasudev God. This is wrong. So I order you to surrender unto me and give your Sudarshan Chakra and Gada and lotus flower and all this thing and conch shell. If you don't do that, you will have to fight with me. Dwarkadish is reading all this. Ugrasen, Dwarkadish and all the Dwarkavasis. So after reading the letter in the assembly, they all had a big laugh. Then Krishna told the messenger of Paundrak, wait, I will dictate a reply to you. And what reply Krishna dictated? My dear Paundrak? No. He said, Paundrak rascal, badmash, badmash number one. You are rascal number one. I directly call you rascal. And you want my Sudarshan Chakra? I am coming. Let me see if you can handle it. I am coming to kill you. and your body will be eaten by dogs, vultures. And saying this, immediately Krishna got his army and went to Kashi. Pondrak was in Kashi. His friend is Kashi Raj. And Pondrak came out with 3 Akshauhini army. Kashi Raj came out with 2 Akshauhini army, 5 Akshauhini army. They were all big packs of soldiers and elephants and charioteers and horses all standing. And first time Krishna saw Pondrak, as if Krishna is seeing a drama on the stage with somebody imitating him. Krishna had a big laugh. And he called Pondrak a dog. He said, I will kill you like a dog. Kutte ki maut. I kill you like a dog. And there was a big fight. And Krishna killed him. He said, you want my Sudarshan Chakra? Chakra, take it. And Sudarshan Chakra cut his head. So such punishment should be given to a person who claims to be God. Because he's playing with the faith and emotions and sentiments of masses. He is cheating people. Just like if somebody cheats people of money, he is arrested. 420. Con man. He is put behind bars. But what if somebody plays with somebody's emotions and faith and surrender? That is highest relationship. Relationship based on money is business relationship. Relationship based on emotions and feelings is material relatives. But relationship based on surrender is spiritual relationship. Highest, which is there in disciple and guru or devotee and God. There is no relationship higher than that. And if in that there is cheating, then such people should be punished severely. Those people who claim to be pure representatives of Lord Krishna, or claim to be gurus, babas and yogis and representatives of Vyasadeva and Srimad Bhagavatam, but they are not pure representatives, they are pretenders, they should be punished because they are cheating the people, cheating them. Those people who are innocent and they deposit their faith and surrender, they are wasting their faith and surrender, time and energy, dakshina and all these things. And when they actually come to know this person was not worthy of surrender, they have crisis. And next time to surrender to somebody, they have a tough time. Srila Prabhupada, as a young man, he invited Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciple sannyasis to his house for prasad in Allahabad. At that time, Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan De, was ill and he was on bed. So when Prabhupada invited the sannyasis, and he told his father, the sannyasis have come, please come and visit them. But his father was not inclined, because his father had seen thousands of sannyasis. Prabhupada's father had a habit of daily inviting 10 to 12 sadhus in his house and feeding them. So he knew all these sadhus. Prabhupada's father knew many of these sadhus are not real sadhus. They only wear the dress of sadhu. Still Prabhupada's father would invite that anyway they are sadhus. I should feed them as a householder. So Prabhupada's father was a very experienced man. So he was not very much inclined to meet the sannyasis, knowing well that generally people take sannyas and wear sadhu dress, but they are not. So Prabhupada started discussing Bhagavatam with them, and the sannyasis started doing kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and reciting Bhagavatam shlokas. When Prabhupada's father heard this, he immediately came down from his room, even though he was ill. He came down from his bed, old, frail body, diseased body. He paid full Danvat pranams to these young sannyasis. He said, please, I did committed Vaishnava Prat. Please forgive me. I committed offense. I thought you are not real sadhus. You are just like that. since I have met many sadhus in my life who are just pretenders, so I thought you are also one of them. So just an example, a person who comes across a sadhu, a person in sadhu dress, but is not a real devotee, he will have a crisis of faith. And next time when he even meets a real sadhu, he may not be inclined to associate. He may not be inclined to hear. He may have a doubt. And hence he will lose an opportunity to come in contact with pure devotees. So such crisis of faith occurs when people misrepresent the parampara. So such people are rascals and they should be punished. They should be punished severely. So Krishna punished Paundrak. And here Arjuna, as a representative of the disciplic succession, is setting a criteria, an examination, an assessment of how to know who is God. And one of the criteria here set is, if anybody claims to be God, he should be able to show an universal form. If he is not able to show his universal form, then he is not God. So this is how Arjuna is helping in this moment. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. Yes.
Sir, this question is about my understanding only I'm asking. You said anybody claims to be God, he should be able to show universal power. Is there any influence in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's story?
Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Leela called Mahaprakash Leela, in which he showed himself all the incarnations, all the major incarnations. He showed himself as Ram, he showed himself as Narasingadev, he showed himself as Balram, he showed himself as Varavatar.
To whom, sir?
To various devotees around him in Navadvip.